How do you think people's faith has helped or hindered them in working through these perfectionistic ideals?
If you relate to your faith and to God as though God is this sort of punitive, demanding judge who expects compliance and that you just conform to expectations perfectly, and every time you fail, you cause more suffering in God, you know, or in Christ. That's the kind of self-contempt. That's an expression of a belief in a God who is contemptuous and reinforces your self-contempt.
Right.
And many people at church promote that idea. I mean, it's speaking more to their limited view and understanding of God than it is to what the gospel's about. But I think that people who strive for high ideals in the church see God as a God that's inherently of compassion, that our fallibility and our humanity is a given, that it does not interfere with our value in God's eyes, that repentance and the atonement are all there because that's just needed for any system in which becoming more godlike requires failure. If you're not going to embrace that you're going to fail at times in your efforts, it's just part of all development. I even think failure is really the wrong word. It's just that it's inherent to any development that you will fall short of your goals in the process of developing. And that's 100% okay. It's just what's part and parcel to development. So if you have an understanding of God as inherently about love, that development is an imperfect process inherently, and that's okay, and that you believe in a God who cares about you and cares about your striving, you're going to have a much easier time than if you relate to the commandments like their demands that any time you fall short of, you've lost value in God's eyes. You know, that the Spirit's no longer there because you're too disgusting. You know, a lot of people think that rather than, you know, I think the Spirit is really there even when struggling.